Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 39. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Lows level off around 15. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Mainly clear skies and dry Friday. Clouds on the increase by Saturday. Upper 40s Friday. Mid 30s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly crash in Cherokee County. Julio Flores has more.
Just before noon yesterday, troopers responded to a two-vehicle collision at the intersection of K-26 and Old U-166 Highway near Baxter Springs. One person died in the crash. Investigators are working to determine what caused the crash. Crews were able to reopen the road for traffic again just before 3:30 yesterday afternoon. I'm Lou Flores.
The baseball stadium where the Wichita Wind Surge play is getting a new name. The Wichita City Council approved the change at a meeting this week after the Wind Surge and its owner entered into a new naming rights agreement with Equity Bank. Riverfront Stadium will now be called Equity Bank Park. The Wind Surge will have their season opener April 4th in Springfield, and the team's first game at Equity Bank Park will be April 8th against the Midland Rockhounds. The baseball stadium also hosts events throughout the year, weddings, conference events, and tournaments. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Hayes woman pled guilty in Ellis County District Court on Tuesday to misusing up to $388,000 of her grandparents' money. Mallory Harshbarger of Hayes pled guilty to one count of mistreatment of an elder person, a level 5 person felony, and a second count of mistreatment of an elder adult was dropped. Harshbarger was appointed as her grandparents, Fred and Georgine Barber's, durable power of attorney on January 5, 2018. According to Rebecca Silvermintz of the Kansas Attorney General's Office, Harshbarger made purchases from July 23, 2020 to October 15, 2021 that were not in the interest of her grandparents. And according to Silvermintz, Georgine Barber had dementia. Harshbarger was removed as her grandmother's durable power of attorney on October 15, 2021. Fred Barber died in September of 2021, and Georgine Barber died on December 6, 2024. Harshbarger could face a prison sentence between 31 and 136 months in prison, and she's also facing restitution of between $100,000 and $388,000. According to Georgine Barber's obituary, she has 3 living children, additional grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Although the sentence in this case would be presumptive prison, if a pre-sentence investigation determines Harshbarger does not have a prior criminal history, she could be sentenced to probation. On Tuesday, Harshbarger's attorney, Colton Eikenberry, said he intends to request probation at the sentencing, and the prosecution said it will stand silent, which means it will not be making a recommendation during sentencing. Harshbarger's sentencing and restitution hearing are set for 1:30 p.m. on April 22nd. The Waukene Police Department received a possible cruelty to animals in progress call stating that a person was going to shoot and kill their dog in their backyard. And information was given to law enforcement stating the subject was armed with a .40-caliber handgun and had been consuming alcohol. So the Trigo Sheriff's Office and Kansas State Patrol were called for an assist. Upon investigation, law enforcement contacted the subject, who did not follow commands, and law enforcement then initiated a less lethal means to subdue the subject due to the subject's uncooperative behavior. Stephen Ballack was taken into custody and is being held at the Trigo County Jail on requested charges of felony cruelty to animals and felony interference with law enforcement. The animal was taken to an emergency veterinary clinic and is being treated. The Waukini police remind the public that all persons are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Kansas's representatives in Congress have introduced legislation to delist the lesser prairie chicken from the threatened and endangered species list and to prohibit it from ever being placed on the list again. The lesser prairie chicken is a type of grouse divided into two distinct population groups: the northern, which lives in grasslands in Kansas, Colorado, western Oklahoma, and the north Texas panhandle, and the southern, which is found in the southwest Texas panhandle and New Mexico. The southern is currently listed as endangered, while the northern is on the threatened list. For two decades, the Fish and Wildlife Service has worked with landowners voluntarily to help maintain the lesser prairie chicken's habitat. On Tuesday, Representative Tracy Mann, Senator Roger Marshall, and Representatives Derek Schmidt and Ron Estes, all of Kansas, introduced a resolution to remove the bird from the Endangered Species Act, which would bar it from ever being placed on the list of threatened species ever again. The bird's native habitat includes ranch, farmland, and areas above potential oil and gas pockets. In 2023, Kansas threatened to sue over the bird's listing, and the Biden administration also vetoed several bills that attempted to delist the birds. In Nebraska news, a Brewski's general manager was charged on Wednesday with stealing more than $3,000 from the restaurant safe. Just after 1 a.m. on January 4th, a manager at the location at 27th Street and Cornhusker Highway placed two bank bags containing $3,460 in the safe. The manager then closed the restaurant and was the last one to leave, according to the court documents. At around 1:30 a.m., Chance Williams, Brewski's general manager, entered his code to disarm the alarm. The arrest affidavit says video shows a person who looks like Williams entering the office, unlocking the safe, and leaving. About 2 hours later, video shows the same person coming back to the office and reopening the safe again. The man then left without setting the alarm. The next morning, the manager, who locked up the night before, returned to the restaurant, and she noticed that the money was missing and called the owner. Williams was arrested on Tuesday and has since bailed out for $500. His next hearing is set for February 25th at 10 a.m. With deer season wrapped up in Nebraska, Game and Parks is analyzing the year's harvest numbers to gain valuable information on population in the Cornhusker state. The Nebraska Game and Parks Big Game Program Manager, Luke Meduna, says hunter success rates gradually increased in 2024 from 2023. The most notable of increases came in western Nebraska, where mule deer harvest numbers increased despite recent permit reductions. As for whitetail, numbers declined, but by less than in recent years. Areas hit the hardest include northeastern Nebraska units, and Meduna says this is due largely in part to severe drought, leading to increases in EHD, a viral infection that is often fatal for deer. Meanwhile, numbers in areas like southeast Nebraska remain consistent to recent years. Overall, Meduna says this year's data is generally positive. He said that response in the mule deer and the response they've seen in the whitetail looks like the trend is starting to swing on the upward side. He said it's more on the silver lining side of good news, but they still have some room to turn things around. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
One person was injured in an accident just before 9 p.m. on Friday in Smith County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 1994 Ford Ranger, driven by 32-year-old Robert D. Hoffert of Mankato, was westbound on 140th Road, approximately 3 miles west of U.S. 281, when the pickup entered the south ditch, traveled off the south side of the bridge, overturned in midair, and struck the west side bank, coming to rest on its roof. EMS transported Hoffert to the Good Samaritan Hospital. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers to take part in the statewide virtual job fair hosted by Kansas Works from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, Wednesday, January 22nd. Tolan said that Kansas is experiencing a remarkable period of growth that's creating countless new opportunities for employment. So as businesses look to expand and seek talent, their workforce centers are excited to connect Kansans with fulfilling careers. The virtual job fair allows for anyone searching for a position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. The statewide virtual job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. And for more information on how to register, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Meeting that was held on January 14th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Andrew Black, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Dale Jacobson, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, Julie Peterson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the Administrative Assistant. The November meeting minutes were approved. The director, Mr. Goslin, provided an update on RHID, advising that plans were now in motion and they had available the option of working with the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center toward that endeavor, which would be discussed in new business later in the meeting. It was also announced that after many years of dedicated service, Jerry Jones had resigned from his position on the board, and they welcomed back Andrew Black, who has had considerable experience on the board previously. Dallas presented the contract for the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center regarding technical assistance, as it would make available a host of tools for housing data, legal counsel, and more. A motion was made for approval of the contract, and it was then seconded and approved. The director moved on to the topic of their legislative day that's approaching in Topeka on February 3rd and 4th. Mr. Goslin announced that those who were scheduled to be members of the Norton delegation and encouraged board members to reach out to them if they had any ideas or initiatives they would like to be presented. After the board had previously accepted the bid from Heartland Construction for the East Site development during the November meeting, they subsequently received a notice to proceed that required approval by the board. A motion was made, and it was seconded and then approved. The notice to proceed has been signed in return, so they're looking forward to work beginning in the coming months. Discussion occurred regarding contractual services with Tesser Architecture, and a motion was then made for approval, with the approval being unanimous. The annual insurance contribution came up for renewal, which was voted on and approved to pay. And as a final matter, they also had their annual elections, with unanimous agreement to retain John Griffith as chairman and Wally Burton as vice chairman. With no questions regarding the director's report and no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:12 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets or ham and cheese roll-ups, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken bacon wrap, bread, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly sunny with the high near 39 and breezy, with the northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour today. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with the low around 15 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 31 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, should be mostly clear with a low around 9. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 48. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 36. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 44. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 51. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 28 degrees. The humidity is 47%. The wind speed is northwest at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.12. The dew point is 10 degrees, and the current wind chill is 18 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Former Chiefs Assistant General Manager Mike Borgonzi has been hired as the next general manager of the Titans, the team announced on Friday. He spent the past 16 seasons with the Chiefs, and he's not the first Chiefs front office executive to leave for other roles in the last couple seasons. Matt Derrick joined 580 WIBW in Topeka late last week and discussed Borgonzi and the other front office officials that have left.
Attrition. They've lost some key guys. Brant Tillis did a lot for them in the negotiations and contracts and numbers. He was really involved in the Patrick Mahomes restructure. You know, they have Chris Shea, who's also a gem in that and has really stepped up into a bigger role, and that's helped out. But Borgonzi, remember, I mean, he's been in his organization 16 years. He went all the way back to 2009. And
the Chiefs are once again in the AFC title game. That's Sunday at 5:30 p.m. They take on the Bills. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
The mud, the slush, the muck, yuck! You need footwear that protects you from whatever is underfoot. Dryshod is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dryshod boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You'll appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You will like the all-terrain self-cleaning acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. With styles for men, women, and kids, Dryshod the whole family at ValleyVet.com or try them on in ValleyVet's store. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.